Happy Friday. Tim and Dan with you for your afternoon. A delightful Friday afternoon.
It is. And why? Yeah. Because we're back. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has.
It's been a little stint, short stint away. I've actually just been away in Hotham myself, Mount Hotham in Victoria.
Down in the Victorian Alpine region.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Lovely. Lovely getaway. Sort of just took some time to hike.
With the girlfriend?
With Georgia. Yeah, that's she was nice, there. Look, she had a gift voucher and we happily used it, and I was more than happy to cash in.
Wow. Mm. A lot has happened since the last time, Ronnie. We've got a lot to talk about today. A massive show.
Yeah.
What's that thing? You look really disappointed.
Well, concerning. I was flicking through the news this morning. Someone caught my eye. Not too happy about it. Involves planes. Yeah.
You don't like flying very much.
I hate flying, and this has made it more dreaded.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Find out about that after this. Tim and Dan, Triple M Modern Digital. Tim and Dan, right around Australia on Triple M Modern Digital. A bit of Pearl Jam there for your Friday afternoon.
Was it?
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan. Avid. Yeah. Tim, going to move straight on.
I'd like to talk more about Pearl Jam, but that's okay.
Not a big music guy.
Go
but that's
for
fine.
It.
Now, Tim, I just tease it off the top. Looking over the newspaper this morning, something caught my eye.
You were ropeable.
Well, I thought...
It was concerning. I sort of... You're very chipper. Usually.
Yeah, and when I get down, I get real down.
You do.
Now, you
What's
know
happened?
How I feel about travel, plane travel in particular. Mm. I'm not a good flyer.
He's one of those guys that will be grasping the armrests and you'll get white knuckles.
Yeah.
Breathing.
Sweat.
You make the people sitting next to you nervous because they look at you and they go, he must know something.
Any sign of turbulence, I do such an over-the-top reaction. Everyone else is convinced the plane's going down.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I compose myself on a plane. Now, what's happened is, it seems like this is the new direction airlines are moving in.
Mm-hmm.
Certain companies have started removing what they deem to be the worst seat in the plane. Now, straight away, I say that to you, what would you assume the seat is?
Middle seat. 100% middle
seat. Why? Why is that the worst seat?
Well, because you're crammed in between two people. And if you're flying by yourself, two strangers. And usually they're hogging the armrests. You're squashed like a sardine.
Yeah.
If you're in economy, it's dreadful. What?
Well,
there's not a worse seat than that.
That's what they're saying.
So they've funny got, you they've say
that.
So,
they've said no more middle seat.
Great.
It's out.
Perfect.
So now we've just got the window seat because you've got a nice little headrest. That's the appeal to that one, apparently. And the aisle seat. That's the good one because there's fresh air in the aisle. According to the article, I don't really agree.
And you're disappointed. Why?
Because I actually prefer the middle seat.
Why is that?
I think there's far more negatives associated with the other two seats.
Okay. We need to go through these negatives.
For instance,
yeah.
The window seat. Okay. Not a good flyer. I don't like to be able to see how high up I am.
Sure.
Because that's scary.
Yep.
That's a long way to fall.
So the aisle would be perfect for you. You can get out easily.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think. You know, let's say there's somebody across the aisle coughing, splattering.
Okay.
I'm closer to that.
Right.
Don't get me started on when you fall asleep on a plane. The trolley coming up the aisle.
So
clips the knee.
The middle seat for you is a sanctuary. It's a safety.
It is. I nestle in.
There's a buffer.
Yes.
A human buffer.
Yes. And that's been removed. Now...
Okay.
I don't like flying as is. This is just one more deterrent for me to no longer fly.
Okay.
So, what's the message?
I don't know.
Well,
what is the message?
Obviously, they're going to lose money by this.
Well, I think you're probably one of the only people that thinks that. And Georgia, your girlfriend, is a really good, really interested traveller. She loves travelling, so what are you going to do about that?
She can fly alone.
Right. That's interesting. Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital right around Australia. Joy Division gets you up and about for the weekend, doesn't it?
I love Joy Division.
Yeah, I know you do.
Huge, big music guy, again.
Huge fan. Dan, not sure if you would have seen this, but over in China, world record's been smashed.
Didn't see it.
Broken.
Can tell you straight off the bat, mate. Yeah. Did not see it.
Yes,
what
yes,
happened?
Yes. Xiaolong Wang from China
good.
Has set a new Guinness World Record for the highest vocal note by a male. Have a listen. This is how it went down. It's up there. He's going to have another squeeze here. There it is. It kind of sounds... There you go.
So that was him.
Celebrating. There it is. high. Really high. Almost sounds like a whistle. Mike said before, is he whistling? I said, no.
It sounds like a kettle when you used to put them on the stove.
It does.
Showing our age a little bit. But put it on the stove
it does
and
it'd
like whistle
kettle.
And, it sounded like that.
Those old-fashioned stove kettles.
So he got a world record for that. Why do we care?
Well, why not? The record was actually held by an Australian singer before him.
Really?
And Wang's...
Delta.
Vocal, his attempt, was actually half a step higher than the last record. But the reason I brought it up, Dan...
Half a step, okay.
Yeah, it's all up there.
Technical.
You and I are cousins.
Mm.
We've been to many family of function together.
Yes.
And you love a sing. You love singing.
Well, depends on the song.
And you're known to sort of get up there as far as...
I know where you're going.
Decibel hertz and stuff like that. You've got quite... You can get up there.
John Farnham, you're the voice.
Yeah, there's some high notes in there.
There is.
So Mike and I, we actually isolated Xiao Lung Wang's attempt.
Oh,
and we're going to play it to you, just so you get it in your ear, and then I want you to see if you can beat
it. Big difference between this and your voice, but...
So, Mike, have you got that little isolated bit of... There it is, just get that. There it is.
There is a hint of a note in there, isn't there? Like, it does... There is something musical.
Okay, now for Daniel O'Kelly's attempt at world record. Here we go. Do you want it one more time? Do you want to hear it one more time?
One more.
Okay.
All right. This is ridiculous.
Here we go.
I'm about to make a fool of myself on radio.
Okay. Okay. Actually, Mike actually was quite close. Can you just have a go?
Can I do that again? I strained my vocal cord in that. I'm not even kidding. Okay. Something's hurt. I have one more go?
One more go. Here we go.
You did a different technique. You sort of almost breathed in.
I did a breathe in because I thought that was the only way I'd get there.
Mm. A little bit of back info would have been handy. Mike,
here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
No, again, that's just a breathe.
Great. Tim and Dan.
Tim.
Dan.
It's time for
Tim and Dan's rule book.
The book rules with Tim and Dan. Good.
Great. Not enough money for an opener for this.
So. No. For those that missed out on our last episode, you can podcast it, but we did touch on, it was your turn for the rule book last week.
Yeah, the rule last week was around rating, giving things reviews and ratings. And I said the rule needs to be, unless you're going to give something a 1-star or a 5-star review, don't review.
Yeah.
The 2.5, that doesn't do any good for anyone.
Doesn't help anyone. They leave with the same information they came with.
So that was last week's rule. Happy to have that one in the book.
That's a good one.
What's today?
Today I've got one. Mm. And as I said, it revolves around exes. And I'm just going to put the rule out there and we can open it up for discussion.
Okay, here we go.
The rule I want to enter into the rule book this week. There it is. Sound effect.
Great.
Is when a friend breaks up with their partner.
Yes.
You cannot badmouth that partner for a 3-month period.
Okay.
Okay. So,
in case they get back together.
In case they get back together, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Now, it happened to me the other week. Mm. My mate, he's hot and heavy with love. He falls in and out quick.
Mm.
They're very steamy romances.
Yep.
Often end.
Okay.
So it's easy to sometimes, and he takes them hard.
He's got a lot of passion.
Passionate guy.
Mm.
And I got caught up recently with an ex, and I said to him, I go, mate, she was no good anyway for you. Like, don't worry about her.
Okay.
She was, you know what? You can do so much better.
Yep.
He got back with her last week.
Okay.
And I feel he's actually told her, to be honest, what I'd said.
So when did they break up? How long ago?
So that was, what are we in now? We're
in October.
It was
end of October.
So July.
Yeah, that's, you've given him enough time.
I thought so too.
June, July. August, September, October.
What are we?
3 months. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you're treading the line.
Well, I am treading the line, but I think I'd crossed the line. I thought I was in the safe zone.
Right.
But apparently I'm not. So I think 3 months is enough for me to at least badmouth without any repercussion.
This is interesting. Another announcer here at Triple M Modern Digital, Mikey, was telling us that he's broken up with his girlfriend recently.
Yeah.
In 4 months.
Yeah. He...
And... considering getting back together.
Yes. Now,
family lover, It's
we've got Mikey
like,
in.
Mikey's near.
Mikey's sitting in today. Mikey, do you want to jump in, mate? What's your story?
Oh,
here he comes.
Throw me under the bus. We broke up 4 months ago. I broke up with her.
Yep.
Feelings are still there. Don't know. I'm testing the
waters.
It's
been 4 months.
4 months.
So
has anyone bad-mouthed?
No, they all like it, which is the problem.
Well, they're all following the rules. They're
well,
not...
I would argue, not true friends. So I think if
maybe
you're
she's
not...
really nice.
Well...
Maybe Mikey's made the mistake.
Were you...
breaking up with
wait,
her.
Did you break up with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made
well,
a mistake.
There's a different story here. So there's no reason to try and make your friend feel better. You know, like,
okay.
I've come into this with a broken-hearted friend, and I've gone, mate, don't worry about it. You can do better. Mm. She was no good.
Right.
That sort of stuff to try and, you know, lift him up.
Right.
But he turned around and got back with her anyway.
So what we're trying to establish here is how long is that buffer period before
yes.
you can...
What's the safe zone where there can no longer be judgment from the friend that you're giving this pep talk to?
You're going to say 3 months. Well, going off yours...
Yep.
And Mikey's, what we just heard,
yeah.
I reckon maybe you might have to extend that to 6 months.
You reckon 6 months? That's
can,
such a
you've
long
time.
You've
got to go through the processes of
yeah,
a
Mikey's
breakup
four,
and then,
yeah.
you know, there's that takes a long time. 6 months.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy with six. But if we think that there is absolutely no questioning a 6 month buffer,
yep.
I could live with it.
Yep. So,
but if I've got a friend out there that is brokenhearted and they're looking for a little bit of uplifting pep talk from me, you're not going to get it within a 6 month period. And we need to also understand that.
Okay.
So, the rule.
Yep.
If you break up with a partner.
Yep.
And your friend wants to give you a little pep talk and the old, you're better than them anyway. They can't do it within a 6 month period of the breakup.
Yeah.
In case.
Yeah. So you've got 6 months to reconsider the breakup. Really.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
After 6 months.
I'm happy with that.
We're going for it. We're going for blood.
You happy with that? 6 months?
I'm happy with that. Happy so that's another rule in
Tim and Dan's rule book.
Dun, dun, dun,
the book
dun,
rules.
Dun, 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 dun,
Tim and Dan.
Dun. Yeah. Really good. There it is, royal blood. Mike, what did you...
Sorry, guys, that was completely my fault.
You haven't listened to the podcast. Okay. We've been saying, oh, we miss Mike. We need Mike back. He comes back, and what happens?
So can I just say, I usually do this thing when I turn the mics on where I, like, press them all. There's four yeah. mics, and I go, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just missed four, which is yours.
You missed mine.
You missed one of the two that actually matter.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
One of the two that actually matter, yeah.
Well, we'll be
it's good to have you back, Mike.
We'll sorry, guys.
Hey, Dan, I saw this story this morning.
Mm.
A guy has been captured on video
yep.
stealing a neighbor's avocados from their avocado tree.
Oh.
So they've got this big, magnificent avocado tree, and this guy is using a pool scooper.
Oh, like a leaf scooper.
Yeah, one of those. Yep. He's using one of those, and he's like sort of wiggling them off into this net. Very clever.
Yeah, that's quite handy of him.
Yeah.
Smart.
He's been busted. It's been put on the internet.
That's the risk.
People are outraged. People think that it's quite funny. And I clicked on this because I actually live above someone. I live in an apartment complex.
Yep.
And I live above someone who has these delicious looking little mini tomatoes growing
yeah.
on their deck.
Yeah.
And I often look over and sort of admire them. And I say to Emma, look at those. They're really, she's nailing those tomatoes. Look how red and ripe they are.
I can see where this is going.
Look delicious. And I always, the day that I look at them is a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You get up, it's the weekend, you make yourself maybe a nice breakfast, an omelette.
Are you guys omelette? Okay.
We're omelette people.
An omelette, yeah.
And I'm eating my omelette looking over at these incredible,
luscious
mini tomatoes.
Okay. And you're thinking, they'd be nice.
Well, I didn't think that about stealing them until I saw this story.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow.
Because it's the wrong thing to do. You don't steal from people.
But if you can get away with it, this guy's now enjoying avocados, but he's been busted. But
yeah.
Like, he's probably picked the wrong time of day to steal because the video is in broad daylight.
Okay, I mean, so you're choosing to highlight the reasons why he got caught rather than why he shouldn't have done it.
Well, I just think I can't just walk downstairs and say, sorry, I live above you. I've been admiring your mini tomatoes for quite some time now. My girlfriend and I love omelets and we would love to enjoy.
What's wrong with that?
Enjoy.
What's wrong with that?
Well, no, because they'd probably say no.
No, that's absolutely not true. Okay, take my place for instance.
Yeah.
We live next to this lovely Chinese couple and they're always cooking some delicious smelling
okay.
stuff. And Dad will often be in the front yard mingling with the neighbours because that's what we do. We live in a society, Tim. We mingle with our neighbours.
Yeah.
We form relationships. We live in close quarters with these people.
It's different in an apartment, though. You don't get that sort of, I mean, in the lift maybe.
Yell out from the balcony. Geez, they look good.
Mm.
Like, throw us one up. Not, hey, let me go get my pool net, you know?
Yeah, well.
Like, form the relationship is what I'm saying. Okay. There's no reason you can't go down and say, hey, look, we're whipping up omelets upstairs. One, could we grab a tomato? Two, yeah. Have you got brekkie plants? Invite her up.
Okay. Yeah.
There's ways you can do this.
So you're saying start, build the foundations and maybe...
Build the foundations.
In future, enjoy tomatoes plentiful.
That's it. Don't worry about the one-off.
Right.
Don't worry about the quick fix. You know, it's about the long game.
The long game. Okay.
So omelet Saturday.
I might get Emma to start building that relationship because I'm not great with people.
You're not much of a people person. No, none at all.
Tim and Dan.
Are you watching any TV shows at the moment?
Yeah, I always have a few on the go. I just finished Making a Murderer season 2.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
You're right?
Phenomenal.
Okay, good. that's my issue.
What?
Having a few on the go. Everyone is constantly trying to load me up with, you've got to watch this show I'm watching. I'm sick of it.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because there's not enough time. I don't have time to... What do you like? What Game of Thrones? How many seasons? 6. Where am I going to... Well, what do you like? Oh, I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, that's great, but where do I watch all this?
Just calm down.
It's getting to me.
That people are trying to do is to enjoy it with, like, so that, say, have you seen Making a Murderer?
I've seen most of the first season.
Okay, so you haven't started season 2. So for me to come and say to you, you need to watch season 2.
I feel burdened straight away because I'm like, well, great, now I've got that weighing on me.
Well, no, because I want us to be able to talk about season 2.
That's great, but go find someone together. That's seen it maybe. Mm. You know, you can make the suggestion, hey, if you get around to it at some point, watch this. Don't come up to me and say, you've got to watch this.
Okay, so it's
drop everything.
Right.
Because I've got the show. Because apparently, everyone's got the show to watch.
You're really angry about this. It's ridiculous. Is there a show in particular that people are... like recommending that you're just sick of them?
Don't get me started on Game of Thrones. It's been going on for years and years, and it's at a point now where I just flat out refuse.
It is ridiculous that you haven't seen it, though.
It's not because, Tim, it's such a commitment. Like hour-long episodes. Am I the only one with something to do in my day? Am I the only person that's busy? Because it seems like everyone's watched everything.
You love movies and TV shows.
Of course I do, but I can't watch them all. So what?
You're fired up.
All right.
We need to do something about this.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm all for a new show, but I only have a certain amount of time. So what I want to do is use this opportunity to maybe get some of the best ideas coming into the studio to us.
Suggestions. What show should Dan watch?
Pitch me the show you're watching at the moment, and I'm going to compare the callers. Now, you can go through them because you know what I like in a show.
Yeah.
So you can talk to these callers during the next songs.
So you're going to pick one show to start.
And that is it. Whoever does the best job in pitching their show, I'll go with it.
Right. So if you've got a suggestion for Dan, he's going to start a new show, 1-300-161-806. Give us a call. You're going to start from the very beginning. I'm talking season 1, episode 1.
I'm in. You tell me what it is and I'll do it. As long as you do it, you pitch it right. And there's only one slot here, people.
Okay.
All right? Yes, there's going to be multiple calls, but I'm not going to walk away from here with 3 new shows. It's one show. Now, what's the number?
All right, 1-300-161-806. Give us a call right now.
One sec. Sorry, Tim. Just a quick amendment. 1-300-161-006. No, eight.
I had the correct number written down, but I didn't notice that you'd stuff
that's
that up.
Really interesting.
1-300-161-006.
Yeah, don't call the other number. That's probably...
So, 1-300-161-006.
806 is a different station.
Okay. Yeah, so don't call that
Don't
number.
Call that one.
Yeah. Anyway, give us a call. Tim and Dan. Tim and Dan right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital, and Dan is furious.
I am furious, man, because, as I said, I'm sick of people constantly pushing their TV shows onto me. You've got to watch this show I'm watching. I don't have time, and I'm sick of it. I've only got time for one show.
Right.
And what have we done?
So we've asked on 1-300-161-006.
There you go. That's
for people to call up and pitch their show for you, because you're going to start a new show.
Yep.
You're going to put an end to this, and you're going to start one of these shows.
Yeah. And you've had me leave the room.
Yes. Phones have lit up. We've got 4 calls. For time, we're just going to keep it at 4 because...
Four's a lot.
Well, there's lots of shows. There's lots of shows out there.
I know. They're all telling me about them.
That you're missing out on. So what's going to happen is these people are going to have 10 seconds to pitch their show, and then you can have one follow-up question after the pitch.
Oh, so I get a question.
You get one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now, that sounds good.
Sean in Brisbane. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you boys doing?
We're doing Sean, great. Hi. We're doing great. Now, Sean, state the name of your show that you're pitching.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal
great.
Kingdom.
Okay.
Now, don't say anything.
Now, Sean, you will have 10 seconds to pitch the show. I will give you a 3-second countdown. Ready? Three, two, one. Here we go.
So essentially, it's about a family who do crime constantly to like have their money, and it has like everything that you could ever have in a TV show: drama, it's got like sex, rock and roll. Like,
okay, that is it. Sex and rock and roll at the end there.
Sex and rock and roll. A real little tidbit, an important tidbit.
One question.
Okay, question, Sean. What's better, the TV show or the movie that it's based on?
Mm, interesting.
Definitely the TV show. 100%.
That's okay.
Very interesting. We're going to go to Liam in Melbourne. Liam, please state the show that you are pitching for Dan.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Good. So I've got Shot in the Dark. It's actually a Netflix original.
Shot in the Dark.
Shot in the
Dark. A Netflix original. Okay, Liam, you've got 10 seconds to pitch Shot in the Dark. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Off you go.
An engaging, exciting Los Angeles feature where we follow three journalists go around Los Angeles filming, you know, short little crimes and posting them to different social media platforms.
And that's it.
I feel like he was reading off a synopsis.
That's great. One question, Dan. You get one question.
Okay. Who's in it? Any big stars?
Well, no, they're just big-time Los Angeles journalists. So it's the small stars.
Okay. Okay. So no big celebrity names.
It's a documentary series.
Oh, it's a documentary.
It's real life. Hey, Liam, thanks for that, mate. Okay, Jim. Jim in Sydney. Jim, please state the show that you are pitching to Dan.
Master of None.
Master of None.
I think that's the Aziz and...
Yeah, just...
Sorry.
Jim, you've got 10 seconds to pitch it to Dan. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Off you go.
All right, so it's based in New York, which I know you love, Dan. It's about an up-and-coming actor, and it kind of explores the bad parts of society through dating and stuff. And the second season has a love story that'll just absolutely grip you.
Oh, I love a good love story.
Yeah, that's great. That's
you know what? Everyone's getting me after the time's run out. They keep adding that little sentence. Yeah.
One question.
Okay, one question. Is the first series gripping enough to make me reach the second series with the love story?
Absolutely. Yeah, got plenty of good friendship vibes. Really good character building, which I know is very integral to a good TV show. And the second season,
He's not wrong there, Jim.
He's chatty too, Jim. That's good.
Now,
I like that.
Our final caller here, Simone in Victoria. Simone, please state the show that you're wanting to pitch to Dan.
It's The Affair.
I know that voice.
It's a very familiar voice.
Mum, is that you?
It might be.
It's Auntie Simone.
Hang on, she's been trying to get me to watch this show. You could have picked a show that you haven't been for.
Hey, give her a chance. She's called
up.
She gets a go. Absolutely. So, Simone, Simone.
You've
got 10 seconds to pitch The Affair to Dan. Yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Okay, it's a story about a guy who has an affair and the fallout of it. It's twists and turns that keep you on the edge of your seat. It's deep, dark, number of storylines all intermingled with each other with amazing characters.
I told you, mate. She's been doing that for months now.
She's nailed it.
Yeah, of course she has, because she's been doing it in the lounge room at home.
Okay, do you have a question? Do you have a question about The Affair? Because you've got to pick one.
Why do I, as a 20-something, need to watch a show about a couple that have an affair or whatever it is?
Well, it could be a forewarning for your future, just for the future.
It's creepy.
You know, what could happen if you do the wrong thing in future with your, I don't know, in life.
I reckon
you nailed
the pitch,
well,
Simone.
You know
so
what?
You've got to pick one.
Mum, keep it for the lounge room. I'm not going with you. That's ridiculous.
So you've got Animal Kingdom with Sean.
Yep.
You've got Shot in the Dark with Liam. Master of None with Jim. Or The Affair with your mum and my auntie, Simone.
there was... I'm going to go with Jim, Master of None.
Jim.
You know what? The love story got me. And that will teach you, Mum, because The Affairs, they don't appeal to me. Love stories do.
Jim, congratulations, mate. Yep, he's there. There we go. Jim and Dan.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Triple M, Modern Digital. Dan, I am furious.
Now it's your turn to be angry.
Well, look. I'm going to try and hold myself together because...
Why? It's no fun.
Well, because in the moment that this thing happened to me, that I'm about to tell you the story,
yeah,
I was red. I was sweating in my hands.
Were you that angry?
I was furious. I don't think I've been that angry in a while.
You meditate too, so I'm surprised you let yourself get to this point.
I'm an extremely peaceful human being.
Well,
a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
They go, he's a peaceful human being.
Sometimes.
Isn't he?
What happened?
I've been tricked. I was duped, betrayed.
It's horrible.
If you will. Yeah. In our household, Dan, me and Emma, my fiance, beautiful fiance, Saturday morning breakfast is a sacred thing.
Obviously.
For most people, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a really important time for anyone. The week, the working week's done.
Yeah.
You wake up on a Saturday, you've slept in, you're feeling rested.
Mm-hmm.
That first meal, it's delightful. Yeah. You almost start planning it, don't you, on the Friday night. You dream about it.
Okay.
When you first wake up, you start thinking about it.
I've never placed this much importance on breakfast, ever, but I'm glad you are.
Well, now you can see just how important it is because I was tricked by a vegan cafe. Now.
What do you mean? You're tricked by a vegan cafe? Well, you know, don't you?
I didn't know it was a vegan cafe. And let me tell you why. Because nowhere on the sign did it say vegan cafe. It just had a trendy cafe name. I'm not going to say the name. But it was a vegan cafe. Emma and I walk in. We like to try new places. We walk in. This new place has opened up.
Mm.
Nothing's screaming vegan to me. Nothing. Sit down. We start looking at the menu. You think the menu would be a dead giveaway?
Well,
or
I mean,
don't
I
well
guess,
me.
I
if
guess,
you're looking
I guess,
at a breakfast menu and you look down and you see.
What were you expecting to see?
Eggs. Bacon, sausages, a big breakfast, an egg Benedict.
Yeah. Okay. So you didn't see those things?
Yes, I did. And I saw the words bacon, eggs, sausages. I saw all those words.
Yeah.
But then once I ordered and the food came out, it was the eggs were tofu. The bacon was vegan bacon. But on the menu, they'd written bacon, eggs. Sausages, lying on the menu just to throw a net over.
No, they're
over...
not lying. No, okay. Oh. No, here we go. No, let's.
I thought I was going to come here today and tell this story and get support from you. And you're telling me that there's nothing wrong with like tricking people saying, have all the bacon you want.
Well,
it's actually vegan bacon.
Have they tricked you?
Yeah, they have. They've tricked me.
But let me throw this at you. Was it not vegan bacon? It was bacon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're in a vegan restaurant. Like, of course it's going to be vegan bacon.
Yeah, but there's no signs. Apart from the, you know, person in the corner wearing a Hessian sack as a t-shirt, there is no, there is nothing that says, hey, there's a lot of tofu in here. And there's a lot of, there's a mung bean salad and there's this. There was nothing
so you almost,
obvious.
You almost think that it should be like a Thai restaurant. You go into a Thai restaurant a lot of the time and it's, you know, it's like.
Yes, there should be. You should write that in bold. Vegan cafe.
But that's not... So what? It should be like under the name of the... They need
yes,
to be
should.
Able to...
No, sorry. That's they're being sneaky. They're throwing out a net and collecting all the people who think, oh, I'm going to go get a nice hot breakfast on this Saturday morning, get myself some sausages and some bacon and some delicious eggs. No, you've got some mushy tofu and some rubbery
How
vegan
did you
bacon.
Know? How did you know that it was vegan once it was put down in front of you?
Because it wasn't eggs. It was literally mush. It was yellow mush.
How do you know it wasn't eggs with a twist?
No, sorry. I shouldn't have brought this up because you don't agree with me.
You know why I don't agree? I think it's almost smart. Because you know why? They've made you be a little healthier without you even knowing. Here you are, sitting down in a cafe. You're unsuspecting. You wouldn't have gone into the cafe if it said vegan.
Don't be ridiculous.
They would have lost money.
Don't be ridiculous. Tim and Dan, right across Australia on Triple M Modern Digital.
Tim, I had a concerning moment in the bathroom the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I groom myself. I like to keep my appearance sharp.
Your hair is immaculate.
Yeah, I spent time with my hair.
Mainly your hair, even your eyebrows. Don't you reckon, Mike? Don't you reckon Dan's eyebrows are really quite...
They're so arched.
They're shaped.
And like sharp.
Well,
do you pluck them?
I pluck. I maintain.
Like the middle and stuff.
Yeah, of course. You've got to... No, not really. I don't do too much scaping, whatever you'd call it. Manscaping around. But yeah, I keep them tidy. But in the process, the other day, I actually found my first grey hair.
Oh, I remember that day.
So you've had one?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
And well, you're doing all right.
Well, Emma makes it a bit of a game now. And unfortunately, the game used to be quite short.
Yeah.
She found one, pluck it out. Oh, that was a fun little game. The game's quite long these days. She's
so you're getting more?
Finding them year-round. I mean, they're few and far between, but you know, yeah. You'll get more.
Well, that's...
You're worried, though.
You're older than me, though. So, like, yeah. I'm... What am I? I'm 25.
Yeah, that is young.
And I've got a grey. And, like, I'm instantly panicked about what is now on the line.
You're stressed?
As a 20-something grey. Am I stressed?
Yeah.
I'm always stressed.
Okay.
Hey, people listening today would have heard me talk about planes.
Yeah.
Heard me talk about trying to fit in a new TV show. There's
so you're aging. You're aging early.
I'm aging early. Mm, and, it, you know, there's so many things that could be impacted by this early aging.
Grey hair.
Grey hair. You know, like, what's Georgia going to think?
Right. That's true.
Because I'm already thinking, I'm like, you know, should I be plucking? Should I be dyeing? Should I be shaving? Should I just get rid of it now? But, you know, like, make it like it's my choice.
You go for a job and, you know, you put your age down on an application and they go, he's not 25. He's got grays.
See?
Yeah, no.
Because, like, people, they say, you know, you get discriminated against when you're older and you're trying to get a job against young people. I am young, but I don't look it. And, like, I'm starting to think, like, what's left?
Right, you've got a lot of concerns about it.
Seriously.
Although, actually, if we look at the family, Dan and I, we're cousins. We're family. We're blood.
Yeah.
So this is hereditary. Grey hair, you know.
Dad's got a fantastic head of hair.
Well,
he's got
he does.
No grays.
I'm trying to. Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul's grey.
Uncle Paul's grey. And it is known in our family, quite known, that Uncle Paul's been grey since he was. Well,
he was actually really young.
Early 20s.
He was really young, yeah.
Uncle Paul, grey hair.
So he was grayer, much grayer, earlier than me.
And he's doing really well.
He's done all right, hasn't he?
Got a house.
He's got a wife. And I think he got...
Auntie Leah?
I think he met Leah after he was grey, so that's good.
She digged the grey hair.
She digged the grey.
Good job, got kids.
Kids, you know, they're happy. They got a nice family car.
He's doing fine.
They go on holidays and stuff. Yeah, like, so it doesn't really limit him too
has
much.
That eased you a little bit? Or?
Nah.
No,
I'm still pretty concerned. I think I'm going to have to dye it.
Oh.
I can't have greys. I'm 25. Just this is ridiculous.
Now. You'll be fine. It's Tim and Dan. Mumford and Sons.
You know why I know them?
Guiding
because you
light.
Bloody love them.
Oh.
You love Mumford and Sons. You met the lead singer. Didn't
I did,
you?
Yeah. Marcus.
What's his name? Marcus.
We're mates. Marcus Mumford. Yeah.
Oh, his last name Mumford.
Yeah, just good friends.
Named it after himself. It's a bit selfish.
That's it. Well, that's the new single, Guiding Light. New album available very soon.
Very good.
Dan, this show has absolutely flown through, hasn't it?
Has.
And
been a breeze.
It's the end of the week, and we always like to do this at the end of the week. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. This is where I sort of come in and I provide you and also Mike, who's pressing the buttons there.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
With a thought for the weekend.
Mm.
Something for you to just take as you head off.
I feel they're hit and miss. Some are better than others.
I reckon they're all pretty bang on. And I reckon that when you both leave here, you leave feeling a little bit more at peace. Or
I've never thought about one of these.
I have a half hour walk to the car and I've never thought about it.
I forget them immediately.
Yeah, very good. Have a listen to them both. Just lying.
Okay, yeah, okay. Go on. Oh, well, give us this week's one.
We'll okay. Here it is. Let me just slip into... Now, here's the quote. There's nothing... Sorry, I've stuffed it. There's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. Let that simmer. What's that thought?
One more time.
There's nowhere you can be
mm-hmm.
that isn't where you're meant to be. Okay.
God, I feel like they all have such similar meanings.
Well, no, they don't have. So don't ruin it. It's... So, Dan, what does that mean to you as you head off into this weekend?
Everything has a purpose. You know, everything that happens, happens for a reason. That better?
Not a bad way to look at it. Mike?
I've thought about it, and I think this one, to me... means something like Tim has got a John Lennon quote off the internet.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Is that John Lennon?
It is John Lennon who said that.
Was he a Beatle? He was a Beatle, wasn't he?
Well, that's interesting. You can't just put the
Wait, was that a song lyric?
It's not a song lyric.
Yeah, it's a song lyric.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's not even a... That's not a quote. You can't just start Googling songs.
No, it's from Thought Catalog.
It's from the song Love Is All You Need, or All You Need Is Love.
Oh, you need... Googled it.
I even know that song. He's looking at a screen. He's looking at a screen.
Guys, calm
just
down.
Can we come?
Wait, I am...
Okay, so Dan... That's a good quote for you.
Okay,
Mike,
that's
a good quote for you.
I do think it means that, yeah, everything happens for a reason.
Great,
we're all in it together.
Yeah, great.
So I was right.
Hold on, just keep it at a calm level.
Can I pick the song next week? That you get
maybe,
your quote from? Yeah.
Because,
anyway. I mean, that is just rubbish.
Dan, it's been a pleasure, as always.
It always is. It's good to be back on the radio. Wasn't it? It's lovely.
It's good. Good to see you too, Mike.
Always good to see Mike.
You too, guys. Happy weekend.
Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.